Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Exciting news, the most wonderful news you can ever hear is in the gospel, the Bible. Jesus will take believers who believe in him and follow him to heaven to be with him forever, enjoying God's presence. My dear Muslim friend, share that with your Muslim friend. The purpose of Jesus coming into our world was to save us and give us eternal life. Very exciting. That's why Jesus promised us very clearly in the gospel, he who believes in me has eternal life. Part of the good news of the Bible is that when Jesus descends from heaven, he will gather all people who believe in him and follow him. Then we will join him forever. We read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and so we will be with the Lord forever. We look forward to this glorious day when we will be with Jesus. He has promised us. You can read that promise in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 14. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am." Okay, this is the most wonderful news we can hear. Jesus enables us to enjoy God's presence forever. This is why he came to unite us with God and secure a place for us in God's eternal kingdom. Share with your Muslim friend, encourage your Muslim friend to continue to ask God to guide him to the straight path that leads to God's presence. Because God desires us to be sincere in evaluating and accepting the truth he reveals to us. Very clear from the facts that God made available to us that Jesus is more than a prophet. I share with my Muslim friend that while Muhammad perceived Jesus Christ only as a prophet, the Quran and the Bible attribute to Jesus characteristics that only belong to God. The unique features of Jesus' life prove that he is more than a mere prophet. The prophets we have heard or read about were ordinary men. Each one was born of a father and a mother. They lived a normal life. Sometimes they did good things, other times they sinned against God and against fellow human beings. When their lives ended, they returned to the dust from where they came. Consider again, my Muslim friend, that both the Gospel and the Quran attribute three similar titles to Jesus that are consistent with the Christian belief that Jesus is Lord and Savior. These divine titles are the Word of God, the Quran agree with us that Jesus is the word of God. The Quran stated clearly that Jesus is the Messiah. Of course, the Quran did not explain what is the title Messiah mean, but we can share with our Muslim friends the prophecies that were written in the Holy Scriptures of the Jews, the Old Testament, about the Messiah that was fulfilled when Jesus came. The Quran stated that Jesus is spirit from God. Jesus is a spirit from God, which is in harmony with our belief that Jesus is the eternal spirit who took on human flesh, in harmony with our belief of the pre-existence of Jesus before his miraculous conception on earth, because Jesus is united with God in one spirit. We learn from the Quran and the Bible that Jesus' life was unique. He was set apart even before conception. Jesus' virgin birth tells us that God made the only exception to the natural process of procreation in having Jesus conceived by the power of God's Spirit. Jesus was also unique because he was conceived through the Virgin Mary. My wife was born and raised as a Muslim, and she studied in the Islamic University. She was studying in Al-Azhar Islamic University to become a Muslim and Arab teacher. And I hear her every time she shares Jesus with the Muslim people that we meet, and we meet them all the time here in Orange County, California. We have hundreds of thousands of Muslims. And she always tells them, Jesus is more than a prophet. No man was born of a virgin through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was also unique in his sinlessness. All the prophets sinned, including Abraham, Moses, and I am sure that you think Muhammad is the best man ever lived, but actually the facts are that Jesus is the only person who lived without committing one single sin. The Quran mentioned that Muhammad sinned many times, and the Hadith, which is a record of his life, what he said, mentioned that he sinned big time. But Jesus was the only person who lived a pure, sinless life, never committed a sin against any person or against God. And also, Jesus was unique in his ability to raise the dead, perform the greatest miracles, his ascension, his inevitable return to judge the world. Thus, his abilities, titles, and traits are collective evidence, my Muslim friend, that compel the conclusion that Jesus is more than just a prophet. There is considerable commonality, my friend, between the Bible and the Quran regarding the person of Jesus. I know that there is so much differences between us, and there is different teaching in the Quran than the Bible. I know that, and we discuss that all the time. However, I want you for a few minutes to consider the commonality between the Bible and the Quran regarding the person of Jesus Christ, who is called Al-Masih Isa in the Quran. When you examine the parallels within them, when you examine the significance of Jesus' uniqueness, which is recorded not only in the Gospel, but also in the Quran, my Muslim friend, God will certainly guide you to the complete truth and to understand that Jesus is more than a prophet. To be continued next program. Before I close, I want to give you a chance to put your faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for your sins. He came to save you and to reconcile you with God and to enable you to enjoy God's presence forever. All you need to do is to repent of your sins, acknowledge that you are a sinner, you fall short, you are not perfect, you make mistakes, and ask God to forgive you and rely on Jesus' death for the forgiveness of your sins. You can repeat these words after me if God spoke to you and you mean them from all your heart. Even if you are not a Muslim, if you are just a non-Christian, never put your faith in Jesus. You can repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for coming to me through the person of Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for my sins. I repent of my sins, God. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I put my faith in Jesus that he is my only Savior. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rest of my audience, remember we are one family, we are one team. God wants us to unite in serving him and in telling everyone that God loves them and telling everybody the good news of Jesus Christ. If I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, God, use us for the salvation of so many people, including Muslim people. In Jesus' name we pray. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.